views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is August the 10th, 2017. It is a Thursday, and we just want to thank you all for listening today and had a little technical difficulties in getting started a little late, but no problem. We'll still get going here and have a live show. Everyone, continue to support Black Talk Radio Network, and you could easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And when you do that, you'll be on the homepage, and on the homepage, you'll see where you can give some of your financial energy to the network via donations. And the donations are very, very important because it's really the only financial support or sponsors that this network has, and we want to continue to have this network so we can go forward in the future and have what you've already deemed as necessary to continue to be on air. And the only way that is going to happen is if you continue to support, or if you haven't supported, please do that so that we can continue going forward. Also, Black Talk Radio Network has established a social media outlet as a way in which you can have more support or continue support, or another way of supporting Black Talk Radio Network is by being a part of this social media network known as BTR Community. And you can find BTR Community on the homepage as well of Black Talk Radio Network. You'll see the capital B with the black background. Just hit that, and it will lead you into how you can be a member in BTR Community. It's the only place where I post. Because of the reasons that are, in my opinion, are so, so important. One, the data mining and the overall psychological profiling and web in the spider web casting of going out to everyone you know and everything you do in the data, and the data mining that goes on there is actually criminal to me. And how they get away with it is that they have your full participation, and you think it's free, and it's not free at all. So here at BTR Community, we continue to social. You can have your social media activities without having any adverse effects, or minimum or less adverse effects from that than you would have from FedBook. Okay, because FedBook is not free. It is definitely a cost to it. Just because you don't give some of your cash doesn't mean that it's not free, because cash is not real money. Okay, it's just a coupon. So. Very, very important. And, you know, at BTR, you don't have BTR Community as a membership. You don't have to worry about someone taking you out of context and then adversely affecting you promotion wise, job wise, or any other thing wise. And also, as a place where you don't have to worry about your identity being sold to anyone. So come on over to BTR Community. That's www.btrcommunity.com, and it's only $24 a year. Okay. And also, while we're there, Max and Scotty will be traveling to Washington, D.C. for the abolition rally that's going to be going on in Washington, D.C. And we're asking for you all to donate. The goal is $1,571. To raise, and it's, you know, a third of the way there. So we need what's needed is another $1,000 to get there, and that's so that at the rally they will have the appropriate equipment. We'll be able to get there and get back. Scotty and Max are going, and they're actually, the fundraising is, you can go to the BTR Community for Tando. You could go to Black Talk Radio Network on BTR Community, and you could also go to the home website for Black Talk Radio Network, and you'll see the fundraiser there. There's a picture of Scotty and Max standing with the celebrity figurehead White House in the background. So they're on their way to D.C. on August the 19th. So if you would, give some of your energy to ensure that that happens. Okay. Also, for those of you, my man Michael Emmanuel has a GoFundMe campaign. He's recovering from germ cell cancer, and the family is asking for some donations so that they can get the appropriate minerals and the things that Michael will need so that his body will be able to, in my opinion, be able to detoxify from the overall chemo and to have the proper nutrients for the body to fight off anything else and hopefully keep that germ cell cancer in remission, which I do think it will definitely will do. So you could do that with the GoFundMe campaign. It's the GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee 5P-3500. So check out there. And also we have, there's a couple of things. Many of you have asked me about the trace mineral product that we talked about. What I'm going to do, there was a death in the family, so I'm going to be tied up until through the weekend. We'll be on vacation next week, but I will actually, we will have a conference call for all of you that would like to know about that. Because what I'm going to do, probably better because there's a full-blown presentation, and then I will schedule that presentation. I will get that presentation scheduled. Then for those of you that are interested, it was quite a few of you that were interested in that. We'll present that to you so you can hear the presentation for yourself, and we'll have that for you. I will let you all know. I'll post it inside of BTR, and I will also, let you know via Tando Radio Show when we're going to have that. It's going to have it relatively soon. I wanted to do it this weekend, but because of the unforeseen events, we're not able to do it this weekend, so kind of changed my whole schedule. But I will get that to you all, okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's in inventory there. For those of you, the Cleopatra is out of stock, been really busy, so I got to check, the inventory has to be checked daily. This is why I think is always important, please. Email or call email Prosperity Mint, and it's info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, if you would like to know, and there are some things that you need to know. So please do that. If you listen to Tando Radio Show, just email and leave a number. Someone will call you back so they can explain the buying process to you. Very, very important. It's to your benefit. Please do it. Do not make sure that you do that, okay? It's to your benefit. So definitely please do that. Also, if you would like to be part of our cryptocurrency trading platform, and you can do that by going to ourcryptocurrency.com, ourcryptocurrency.com. It's, doing very, very well. It's gaining everyone that puts in, you can get in for as little, I believe, as $200. And you could take it to wherever it is that, you could do even more. There are no fees to get into it. There are no monthly fees, but there is a fee. There's no monthly fee, but there is a fee from your profits that you make from that the trading group, Tradecoin Club, will actually take after an 86-day trading period. So roughly 3 months of trading. That's when they will take out 25%. So you just make sure, for those of you that are in it, and that is, for me, it's really no big deal for the gains that you get. It's just trades for you, and you don't have to worry about it. You could do other things and everything else, and it's there. So that's something that if you're interested in it, the overall profits and what I've gained from that was far more than you know, what I had from just having the cryptocurrency itself. So I absolutely love the platform. It works as far as what I wanted to work for and trading and doing well. So the more you put into it, the more, you know, you can. And there's just some things, things you got to know about the rules, and I'll send you all of that. Once you decide that you're interested, I'll send you that. Then do some research. You could do research via YouTube on how the profit works and how, and everything else. You could do some of your own research. Don't just rely on me, please. Just, you know, find out some of it as much as you possibly can. You'll see it's worthwhile is worthwhile for me. And I think it would be worthwhile for you, because I'm not worried about the 25% because of how much otherwise you would have been paying far, far more to a broker or anything else. So it just works for me, and it's really good. So I actually am very pleased by it all. So those of you that are in the Trade Coin Club with us, I was going to hold a conference call just to explain some of that to you. If you're getting, because I know I'm getting close, and I know that if I'm getting close, you guys are not, is because probably a little after. Once you get around 60 days, make sure you leave and don't withdraw any of your cash. Leave it in the commission or in the wallet portion. Don't transfer it around. Leave it there. Leave at least 1 week of trading there, and then look at your profit at the end of the cycle, the 86-day cycle. They're going to take out 25%. So make sure that 25% is there, okay? So your account isn't closed because of taking out from other places. Make sure you leave that for that to happen, and shouldn't really care, because the profits that you're getting from it is well beyond that. And that is, in my opinion, is reasonable. So that's what I think. So with that being said, let's jump into what's in the news. And today's show is, we're going to take a look at, and let me see. Okay. Today's show, some very important things to prepare for before they happen. That's today's show. Some very important things we need to prepare for before they happen. So that's what today's show is going to be about. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. I will say this. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be able to have a show tomorrow, just because of the events, the family events that are that have happened. So I'm not quite sure, and I actually doubt that I will be able to have one tomorrow. So we probably won't, and then we're going to be on vacation the next week. But if something happens in between that time of major, we will do a show. If it's at a reasonable time, if I could get in contact with Scotty and everything works well, we could do it, whatever, we will. Or if it's during our regular time on Tando, then depending on how major it is and how significant it is, we will have a show as well. So just be mindful of that. Just wanted to let you know, I'm not quite sure if we're going to have a show tomorrow. So just want to thank you all that sent out your condolences. Family greatly appreciates it. And just want to thank you all for just being you. Okay? So much love, much respect. Okay, cool, Scotty, got you. So we are good to go. All right, so we're going to jump into today's show. We're going to take a look at, well, not in the show, let's take a look at some of the things that what's going on in the news. What's going on in the news? First article I posted from The Hill, how a renewed North Korean conflict is going to be felt around the globe. And that came from thehill.com. Check out that article. Next article, and I'm going to play this one. This one's not an article, it's from YouTube. A broadcast out of Hawaii. We'll take a look at that one as well. Next article, I got this one from iBankCoin.com. CNBC beats down Trump for bolstering over upgrading nuclear capability. Trading with the fly. Check out that article as well. Next article, I got this one from EnterNews.com. And I'm not surprised. We talked about it. Fukushima, breaking news, bomb found at Fukushima nuclear plant. Officials concerned a device could explode. Military unit is headed to the site. Police have cordoned off the surrounding areas. Why would you need to cordon off the surrounding areas? Why would anybody be living anywhere near Fukushima? And I wouldn't be surprised if Fukushima was actually started by a detonation, an explosion underground, underwater, that actually perpetuated that overall earthquake. But Fukushima is still happening and still spewing radioactive isotopes. So check out that article. Next article, this comes from altmarket.com. Venezuela dictatorship collapse and consequences. And this is another part of what's going on in the world and why we all need to be, because everything is coming into position, ladies and gentlemen, and this position is not going to be relinquished. So need to be ready for it and take your head out. For those that think that everything will be fine, I hope it will be fine. But for me, I make sure that they will be fine by doing as much as I possibly can, because I know something about hope. Hope is a falsehood that man has given you through school so that you'll do nothing. And that's really what hope means. Hope to do nothing. Hope I don't have to do anything. So make sure that we get ourselves straight, because the only one that you're going to be able to lie on and depend on is you and your ability. So definitely make sure you have that. Next article from the South China Morning Post. U.S. destroyer challenges Beijing's claim in the South China Sea. Check out that article. Next article from Business Insider. Venezuela's military is on the edge and could be the wild card in the country's deepening crisis. So they got a picture here with President, celebrity figurehead Maduro, with one of his bodyguards and a bunch of women in the military around him. So check out that article. Next article from Press TV. North Korea, Guam attack plan ready by mid-August. North Korea says that his Guam attack plan will be ready by mid-August. Mid-August is next week, ladies and gentlemen. So check out that article. Next article, this comes from Business Insider. It says, calm down. We're not even close to nuclear war with North Korea. And my commentary is, but we are in the phase known as fall of empire. And that's for sure. So North Korea is just a symptom of the fall of the empire. And it's going to catch so many, but I don't want it to catch you sleeping and unaware. Next article comes from Zero Point Now. Taiwan deploys PPT, which stands for Plunge Protection Team, to prop up spook market with nearly 65 million in stock purchases. Check out that article. All of this stuff is going to have ramification. It is the risk off phase, and risk off means that there's a major risk that people usually go off into trying to protect themselves economically, and that is only going to grow. Check out the next article. Got this one from News18.com. Indian Army orders people near Doklam to vacate their village, and that is close to the Chinese border because India and China are on a standoff at their borders, at their countries. So everything is being positioned. Next article, got this one from the Chicago Tribune. U.S. expels two Cuban diplomats after sonic weapons attack on U.S. diplomats in Cuba. So there goes those acoustic weapons. We told you about this here on Tando Radio Show. Said it in what it did. It made them lose hearing and made them nauseous. And it gave severe headaches. And these are some of the technologies that are being used. These are acoustic weapons. And so there we go. Victims with severe hearing loss. And so check out that article. Everything is aligning relatively ugly. Next article from Press TV. Russian spy plane flies over Washington, D.C. and actually flew over Washington, D.C. and the Pentagon all day yesterday. Russia surveillance aircraft made a low altitude flight over the Pentagon, the Capitol, and over U.S. government buildings in Washington. The Russian Air Force T-154 made its flight Wednesday as part of a treaty of open skies, which allowed military aircraft from the U.S., Russia, and 32 other nations to engage in aerial observation flights on each other's territory in a move to promote transparency. And let me just say this. I've actually seen Russian military planes in California, the military ones. And so I'm not surprised by this at all. I've seen it for myself. I used to have pictures of it. So definitely it is happening. Next article. This one comes from express.co.uk. Merkel orders Trump to calm down as North Korea crisis peaks over Guam's threats. And I said in my commentary on this is the purge, y'all. And they all going to go against the U.S. is going to be the world against the U.S. Check out that article. Next article, my man Roz posted this one. And this one came from alphar.com. Gun-wielding drones are now a thing, and that somewhat worrying. And Roz's commentary was they just talked about this on their show last night. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted from New York Times. Your Instagram post may hold cards, clues to your, to your mental health. Check out that article that Roz put there. Another one Roz put from BCC News. Hundreds more surviving heart failure in hospital, study shows. Check out that article. Next article from International Business Times, the UK. Roz posted this one, how brain scan technology can lead to a future of thought police. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from International Business Times. 60,000 suicides in India linked to climate change. You're right. Check out that article. Next article, Roz posted this one from the same one. This is Amazon's Echo. Hack can turn off your friendly home assistant into a covert wire trap. Of course, all your devices can be used that way. Check out that article. This one is Roz posted this one from Futurism. These lawmakers are speaking out against the FCC's plan to dismantle net neutrality. So check out that article that Roz has posted. So that is what's in the news for today. And we're going to jump into today's show. If you'd like to get in on the show, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **, and we'll see you in queue. But if I'm reading something or just say excuse me when you get in, and we'll hear you, then I will get to you, and we'll definitely bring you up. We'd love to hear what you have to say, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. But before we get started with today's show, this is what I also want to say to you as well. I wanted to also do something to start to strategize our overall crusade to protect all with Kim Mellicant. But what we will do, because I won't be able this weekend, what I will do also next week, I will do a conference call. I'll post it inside of Tando Radio Show. Or what I will do is I will do one day just as a show where we will just strategize and get all of you that want to participate in this crusade. I'll do that, and then I'm going to go ahead and say we'll do that. I'll do that Monday. We'll do that Monday. I will have a show, a Tando Radio show, Monday, and that is just going to be revolving around the crusade to protect all. And we'll talk to Kim and see. I'm pretty sure you know, just to make sure if it's going to be another date, I will let you know. But we're going to look at Monday, where we all of you that are listening on Tando Radio Show, what I want you to do is come in on Monday at the regular time for Tando Radio Show. But it's not going to be a show. It's going to be us strategizing and putting everyone into place for what they're going to be doing. And we're going to actually energize this with an action plan. And then from there, we will refine everything from there, and then we will start to get to work. So please don't come with just an opinion. Don't come with a thought, but come with an opinion and a thought that you are willing to engage with your energy to see it through. That is the only way that we get to solutions. This empire has to be built one shovel at a time with everyone, not by just a few people or one person. It's going to take the collective effort of everyone. So that's what we're going to do on Monday. I just wanted to let you know that. So with that being said, we're going to jump into today's show. And if you'd like to jump in, have a question or comment, don't hesitate. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. For today's show. All right, so today's show. Before we get going, I want to play something, but from YouTube, and it is actually was a Cerebrally Naive Network broadcast about what they're telling people in Hawaii. But it's not just that. Oh, I may have messed up. No, I didn't. Okay. It's a lot of things that we need to talk about, because I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the false flag season, majorly. And while everyone's attention is in one spot, things are going to, something could happen in another spot. Either way, you definitely should be secure, be ready for what's going on. And how many of you have heard some strange emergency broadcasts as of lately? Well, I have. And I told you about one about 2 weeks ago. Then I had another friend who told me that one evening they was up late and they heard three emergency broadcasts as tests in the night, late night. Now, what's so odd about that? It's never been done before. I've never heard of anything like that. They never heard of anything like that. But they weren't surprised because they know where things are. And it was extremely late at night. This person is a super late night owl. And they were up on watch and told me about it. Wasn't surprised. So things are definitely, everything may seem fine. You may think that you're in one part of the country and everything is going to be fine for you, but we're going to listen to this and come back, and I want to talk about some things that you should definitely be prepared for. And this is one of the reasons why I needed to take a vacation, because I need to shore up some things as well. So I'm going to play this and want you to hear. We talked about this, about Hawaii and everything else, but I want you to hear for yourself. Here we go. Listen up. It's only 1 minute and 23 seconds, not very long at all. So here we go. One sec, let me get queued up.
Hawaii is the first U.S. state to make preparations in case of a nuclear attack from North Korea. There are more than 1.3 million people living on the Hawaiian Islands, and many of the folks we've spoken to assume that if there's a nuclear strike, that everyone would perish here. But they would be wrong. We are told from officials here in Hawaii, the general consensus is that North Korea possesses a nuclear device similar to what the United States dropped in Hiroshima, Japan in 1945. Tens of thousands of people died in the initial impact, but many more people died in the radioactive fallout, and that is what people can protect themselves from. Experts estimate that from the time North Korea launches a nuclear missile, that the people on the Hawaiian Islands would have only about 15 minutes to take cover. Here's what they're telling people to do. Try to get inside of a building, particularly a concrete building if you can, and have preparations for about 2 weeks. You should also try to know where the shelters are, many of them inside buildings, inside the basements of buildings. ultimately, Hawaii does not want to frighten people. They just want people to be prepared. They want people to have what they need to try and survive.
Okay, so that was from Surreally Naive Network, one of their broadcasts, in regards to, and I posted that inside of Pando Radio Show. And so reason why I played that and wanted you all to know that I really don't think that this is the only thing that we have. There are so many things. The whole system has been trying to engage in this type of activity by way of Syria, which is still on the table, by way of Europe and the Eastern Bloc, by the Ukraine and everything else, which is still on the table, by way of Africa in on the continent, by in Djibouti and in the Middle East, by way of Qatar and in Saudi Arabia, which is still on the table. Djibouti is still on the table. Within Europe itself, which is still on the table, destabilizing there. And also in South America by way of Venezuela, which is definitely still on the table, by way of Cuba, which is still on the table, the Panama Canal, which is still on the table. Also in the Far East, by way of the South China Sea, which is definitely still on the table, the Philippines, Taiwan, North and South Korea, all of these things are pointing to the same thing in every direction. It's just a matter of time. It's going to go, and it's going to go in a way, in my opinion, that is going to be empire changing. And you know from listening to Tando Radio Show, I said that there will be the purge of the U.S. that will, where it will lose all of its financial and its geopolitical influence, and will lose all of its militarily influence. And that is definitely going to be done. And it's going to cause for a complete displacement of the way of life that you have known and what you have been accustomed to, and everything is going to change. And the key is, before that happens, is to prepare for it, to see it coming. It's just like getting out of the way of a moving train. The thing is that you hope that you hear it and see it coming before it gets to you, because if you don't, it has too much momentum and will run you over. You know, this is one of those things where you, as my brother would say, see a train. Wait, no. Oh, man, I forgot what my brother said. And it was real quick. Oh, it is. Okay. Hear a train, see no tracks. That's how God comes. That's how the great creator comes. Hear a train, see no tracks. That's how God comes. And the great creator is what my brother meant by that. And that's so, so true. We should be able to hear these things, that something is coming, even though you don't see the tracks for it. Hopefully you pay attention to it. But we're far beyond that right now. It's not a measure of showing that these things is happening and everything else. The main thing, the main focus, the main energy should be right now is being able to prepare yourselves accordingly so you're not scared, okay? Just imagine from just listening to that broadcast in Hawaii, they're not trying to scare the people. No, they don't need to try to scare the people. Let me tell you why the system doesn't need to scare the people. Because it's going to do what it's going to do, what it has always done. And it has always led to the overall slaughter and the subjugation of the people. That's the real preparation that we need to take on, is to change that. But we think that if nothing is happening right now, everything is cool, but it's not. We may have a period of time where it's not as noticeable as things, but everybody, because we've been so programmed to only see things from a Hollywood standpoint, at some point they created Hollywood to show you what they're going to do anyhow as well, and it will be done. It's just a matter of who's going to be around when that happens. And from this, I just want to lay out a couple of things that I think is pertinent for those of you that choose to prepare. Those that don't, you've heard it all before and everything else, then maybe it's not for you. And, you know, it really isn't. But for those of you that it is, And it's very important to you because you are keen enough to see these things and you resonate with, yes, I need to do something. You know how it that unction that you get that, hey, this is what's up. This is for that type of energy. Other types of energy of people, we won't appeal to, nor do I want to appeal to. Just not, you know, not there. It's not something that trying to invoke on people. So it's not a matter of being afraid, because the system has embedded that so much to where we become a sense of ennui. Well, everything is going to be okay. And well, maybe it will for you. But when it doesn't, make sure that you accept what it is that has to come. But for those of you that want to take control of your overall reaction to things without yelling and screaming, crying, and throwing a immature tantrum about things, that you want to be strategical in all that you do, there are some things that definitely need to consider, and that's what I want to talk about with you all today. And you already know, and I like to put it this way, you already know what's up. So, and we're so proud of you, because in the end, those that are able to change things and resonate different things have never had a sense of ennui. Never have had a sense of ennui. And so that's what's so beautiful. And that, I think, the natural way of this journey always rewards that. And this society, thinking that this society will reward you, it's only going to give you disease, famine, mental illness, and you'll constantly be on a journey to find yourself and find joy, and there will be no love and no harmony that you'll really, really have. You'll always, it's something, because this is just what this system does. It's such a demented and unnecessary. But what's so great about even those individuals that do, their potential to do so much more is so great. So, come on, be ready. Let me just say, I always like to say this. If you prepare and nothing happens, you lose nothing. But if you don't prepare, and what I mean by preparing, every single person is different. Your circumstances, your criteria, your dynamics are totally different. Okay? Basically, what does preparing mean? This is what it means. And I'm going to put it this way. Get off your ass and acquire assets and work hard to do it. Become a prodigious saver. Know the difference between something that has value and something that is just consumerism. Know that there is actually a scam that requires you to participate for your own demise, and don't participate in it as much as you possibly can. And when you start that journey, you'll find yourself removing yourself from that more and more and more and more and more and more and more by moving of your energy. Nothing was created without the movement of energy, and your space, your serenity, is another space that has to be moved by energy. So let's do that, okay? So I want to just take a look at some things, and I'm going to just say this about this whole there is no such thing as North Korea, and there's no such thing as America. That's a facade that they told us all. But just for the sake and purpose of that being how we can identify this and then grow from there. Heard something in between how these different generals said that we'll destroy North Korea in 6 months and defeat North Korea in this amount of time real quickly, and we'll do this and do that. Well, They're talking about a country that the last time that they went up against them in the 50s, they got beat into a stalemate. This is why you have North and South Korea. So you already lost to them when they had far less. And now, at that time, China was just becoming a nuclear power. Russia is a complete nuclear power. China is a complete nuclear power. They're a nuclear power now.
Hey, Dave, and I was going to say that about China, man. China is what ran them up out of North Korea, and that's why
they sure did.
South Korea now. So that's right on China's borders. Believe me, they're not about to let the United States gain any kind of foot. That's why they entered that Korean War, and we're at a stalemate right now. China's in that.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And the two nuclear neighbors aren't going to let the other country come in and destabilize Korea. It's not going to happen. But what does this really facilitate? It facilitates the trick. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. To make you believe that there is such thing as that would be necessary for you to give up your children for war into protection of something that doesn't exist, known as America. What I mean by it doesn't exist, it exists only by the creation and the movement of energy. It has no energy of its own. It is a leech. It has to have energy from something else given to it. It was never given a life form. It's a created entity. So now, just before we go to the commercial break. So now, the last time that you engaged them, you got beat into a stalemate. And that was in the 50s. And every war that they've been in since then, outside of Grenada and Panama, which that was the only way that they really could run through a country in such a short period of time because they were so small. What happened when the American war went to a land in Vietnam that had far less than everything else? They didn't just beat you into a stalemate. They thoroughly beat you out the country to where you had to evacuate with far less. Not only that, Iraq. Afghanistan. None of these entities had any formidable countries behind them as nuclear powers. And none of these countries had nukes itself. I'm going to just say this real quickly. If, let's say, from the standpoint of there is such thing as governments in this and here. Well, Gaddafi is the clear example of why North Korea is not going to abandon any nuclear option, because they'll ask you, and what they'll do is they'll ask you, please, we'll work with you. We'll work with you. One thing that I've learned is this: love your enemy, but forgive not what their intentions are. You can love your enemy, but forgive not what their intentions are. So in this case, Gaddafi was actually tinkering with gathering, as well as Saddam, gathering nuclear weapons. And then the U.S. and France and all told Gaddafi, no, don't do that. And then they took him off the terrorist list for a while. And then what did Hillary said? We came, we sought, he died. No turning back. North Korea's been had nukes. But now they have it in a way that they can deliver it. When they couldn't deliver it, they wouldn't have been testing it. Once they started testing it, because they already could deliver it. And this plays right into what the system wants, because it wants to make it look like the U.S. will be back into a corner, and then now it goes into a war, and then it loses the empire. Then guess what? The system regains an even strong holding, because everything is going to come out about the United States, and all of the countries will go against it, and it will lose the war. And everybody will think, yeah, they were bad. Not even know that the system is still in control now, because you couldn't see beyond the fog. So deep. And we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. But at any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. So if you couldn't beat them in the 50s when they had no nukes, now that they have nukes, and I think that they should have nukes. Why should they have nukes? Because they have a Second Amendment right to defend themselves. Against what? The constant purveyor of terrorism. So, this is how wars get started, because all wars are a part of the fraternity of government's attack on you. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit star, see you in queue, and we'll bring you up. So just before we get into the show, I just was saying some things that, hey, if you couldn't beat them in the 50s when they weren't a nuclear power, what makes you think that you can handle anything that they can do right now? And they should have nukes. But let's look at real quickly before we get into these things. Look at what the U.S. has done since it had nuclear power. As soon as it developed the technology with it, it couldn't wait to get in war until it aggravated and instigated a war so they could use it. Why did they need to use it? So that they could drop that and so the rest of the world would bow down and obey and they from that terroristic act so that they would win the overall geopolitical position and become the premier empire, that they can invoke their will on everyone by force. Now, they've kept their nuclear weapons and said nobody else can have them. We got a treaty. Nobody else can. I don't care what you say. You got them, and you're using that as a way to bully and to steal resources from all others, so you're robbing people at gunpoint and you're telling people that they can't have a gun. Really? Just doesn't work. But see, here's the real problem, is that we resonate that way. So the system teaches us to resonate that way from schooling so that we'll feel that we have to have a need and have a justifiable excuse to have nukes. And all we need to do is turn this all around ourselves, not the system. You can never go to the devil and ask for a moral inclusion. You can never go to low frequency and ask for the high resonancy that high frequency has for sustaining equitable life. it can't and won't do it. And I know we've been taught this since we've been the kids, but at some point, at some time, we need to mature ourselves beyond our immaturity in childish ways, foolishly childish ways. And here is one. So this whole thing is a charade, and it's going to happen. It's going to happen on multiple fronts. And yes, they'll do some damage there and everything else, but the response itself and what will be done next will totally start the overall subjugation of you and I. And what's going to happen is that the world will say that they started this nuclear exchange. The U.S. did, no reason, because North Korea will survive it. The U.S. won't. And when it won't survive it, what they're going to do is that the rest of the world is going to say, you know what, you caused us to go into debt and caused us to lose so much lives and everything else, you're going to have to pay for that. And what you're going to have to pay for that with is you're going to have to give up California. You're going to have to give up Illinois, even though it's broke. You're going to have to give up New York. And they're not talking about the territory. They're not talking about just the states and the assets that are within those states. They're talking about the most valuable asset, that being you as a citizen. You're going to be the collateral. And when I say you, I mean that's the intention. And I mean that for those individuals that think every darn thing is going to be all right. Foresight is very, very important. When the slave becomes a king. So, in this whole thing, it's not just this in North Korea. It has everything to do with what's going on in Venezuela. It has everything to do with what's going on here in this country with the debt. It has everything to do with the expansion of the industrial prison complex to where it's going to be the concentration camps, the FEMA camps, and the reparations, war reparations camps. This is why they break this country down in FEMA regions. Those FEMA regions will be divvied out to different sectors of the world as their collateral that they'll take. And here, in my opinion, is how and why you need to prepare. They say that they can deal with North Korea in 6 months, totally annihilate. If you believe them, then you're much naive. And what I mean by dumber, you haven't been hearing what's been going on in history at all. And you've been blind to it all.
Dave.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
If they have a battle plan where they say they could get that done in 6 months, you're talking about a tremendous loss of civilian life.
Yep.
Just to, not to say they couldn't do it, because, look, we went in there, but like, what's his name? The old black dude who was the General Joint Chiefs of Staff, Colin Powell, said,
Colin Powell,
if you go in there, you're going to have to occupy it, you know. So they didn't want to do that, really. And but, I mean, that Gulf War, man, my father, who was Vietnam, I mean, this is ignorant, you know. My father probably wasn't thinking about it from a conscious perspective. I certainly wasn't. But he congratulated me when I came back from the Gulf War. He congratulated the U.S. Army, saying how fast we got that over with in 6 months. So, but I'm telling you, it took a tremendous amount of bombs to do that, and it the civilian casualties were high. And then, you know, I don't see how you can mass the ground troops that you're going to need to go in there to even take out their divisions. You know what I'm saying? So what, you're going to stage them all in South Korea? I mean, that's just a little, that's a small, you know, front. That's going to become a front. You're not, China's not going to let you stage anybody in. Nobody's not going to let you stage. They're not going to sit around and let you stage for war like we were allowed to do in the Gulf War, because we were sending in people to Saudi Arabia, Yemen, all the Gulf states that was supporting the USA Inc. allowed us to, you know, move in there. I don't see how that's geographically possible. You couldn't do the same plan.
It's not.
Wrong. But at the end of the day, they talking about mass casualties.
Yeah, they are. Because there's a natural barrier called the Pacific Ocean. There's a natural barrier. Guam is a small, small, small island. And so what Scotty is saying that is absolutely right, because that was the game plan. The system needed that to happen that way. But it won't happen that way in North Korea, because, one, North Korea's capabilities is far beyond Saddam Hussein running down into Kuwait and you running them out of there. Yeah, it was. Absolutely. But you can't do that with North Korea. Because in North Korea, you're going to have to go in North Korea. And Saddam at that time had something called Scud missiles. Not very effective. You think that's what Korea has? When Russia and China is their borders? Where do you think that they got their technology to do this? Do you think the rest China, Russia itself is going to allow the U.S. to stage itself? When it's already, because if you really think about it, Russia would be completely surrounded in the Baltics, Eastern Europe, and in Korea? No. Just from that standpoint. Here's what I see happening. One, when they tell you that they're going to use missiles, that means they're not going to use missiles. When they tell you they're going to use ground troops, that means they're not going to use ground troops. When they say that they're going to use air, they're not going to use air. And I'm talking about North Korea. In my opinion, it's very easy for North Korea to destabilize and win this easily. Yes, it will cause waves. Here's what happens. The U.S. has never been hit by any attack, and North Korea has the capability of doing it. Why? Because they have sleeper cells that have been here for a very long time. The technology is so that you can have a dirty bomb. They're so easy and totally destabilize everything here. But not only that, Fukushima was a test run for technology to see if you can create an earthquake that can do damage. How would the U.S. engage anywhere in the world if it no longer has San Diego Naval, no longer has California as a means, because all you have to do is turn the tables and create an earthquake and cause a tsunami? That is a false multiplier of never before. And doing that is not hard to do at all. You don't need to send something up in the sky, up into the upper atmosphere and the stratosphere, and then have it come down and you direct it. All you have to do is use the overall oceans to do it and to deliver it. Then all you have to do is destabilize everything. Once you do send, once North Korea sent a missile up into that ballistic missile, their last one that showed that they've already won, because all they have to do is send up a nuclear device, small, very small, up in the upper atmosphere, detonate it, cause an EMP, every light in this country goes out. If it doesn't take every light out, it'll take enough of the grid out to where the rest of the grid, because of the overall overflow, we talked about that in other shows, you all were here, the overflow will cause everything else to shut down. This is why you need to be prepared for what's going on, folks. Then they all they have to do is engage their cyber activities. And do you think Iran, do you think the rest of the countries in the world aren't going to be assisting them in that? Of course they are. Of course they are. And they know you're not prepared for everything else. You remember when Russia last year was telling their citizens to get prepared and everything else? When have they ever told you to get prepared? Because they don't want you prepared. Oh, they, Homeland Security has had billboards, be prepared. But they told you exactly what for. In Russia, the war, nuclear war, here's the shelters, here's where you need to go, this is what you need to do, start staging and preparing for it now. They serious about it. While everybody else over here is that, oh, nothing to happen, everything is cool. Because what does that tell you? You ain't just got to worry about North Korea doing stuff. You got to worry about your own. This is the false flag that's going to happen, in my opinion.
Hey, Dave, what about this? The United States also has to sell its own citizens on propaganda. Yeah. Build itself up. Oh, nobody can come over here and do you damage, or we're the superior. We're superior militarily, we're superior intellectually, we're just superior. And that's a false sense of superiority. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is, Scotty.
They told to prepare like some of these other nations might tell their citizens to prepare. That will be admitting their weaknesses, and they don't want to do that.
Yep, exactly, Scotty. And what did say? What did Tillerson say? Oh no, Tillerson say, and then celebrity figurehead said today again. Oh, Americans can sleep assured that everything is going to be all right. That tells you that they are going to be. Yeah, just go to sleep, boo boo. Just go to sleep. Everything's okay because they're going to get you. That's what's really. It's going to be multifaceted, and I think, in my opinion. It's something that can start small and go overnight because they're not going to give you any time to prepare at all. This is why they had the Jade Helm trainings. This is why they had all of these for the destabilization. Everything is in place now. Now they are about to call action. And the thing is that I hope you've been watching this play unfold while they were practicing. I hope you were watching while the actors, they were getting the right actors and actresses in place. They were getting the right props. They were practicing their lines and everything else. While they were doing that on stage, did you take keen to what the over objective of the play was going to be? It was going to be the untied states of America. Here's what I think you need to be doing. Number one, have recourse to respond without having banking opportunities. Have resources that you're able to respond to things without banking opportunities. What do you think the banks are going to do as soon as something happens? And they're going to say they got hit with cyber attacks and everybody's account was swiped. Then utilities will go down. Be ready for that. Food will be a necessity that will not be moving. The just-in-time delivery system will not be moving. For the first time, you will see how Syria was totally annihilated. So will the U.S. be. In so many different ways to where it will turn itself into battle zones. They thoroughly, thoroughly conditioned everyone here for that. And I do think that it is going to come very quickly. And they're going to say that they tried, but their overall missile defense system wasn't ready for that. And then that was a sneak attack and could be by submarine, which doesn't have to make it to the coastline of the U.S. All it has to do is there could be a kamikaze submarine with a nuclear device on it, detonate by a fault line, and there goes Yellowstone. There goes Juan de Fuca. There goes San Andreas. And when California goes, ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the country will be on his knees. Food production. What do you think Mexico's going to do? They're going to send you food? You're going to find out real quick that Mexico has already built a wall. They built it. So the false flag opportunity is great. They've done it. It's been a part of their playbook all the times. What we have setting up here is exactly the same scenario that set up with Pearl Harbor. They're going to say that they sanctioned North Korea and they did an embargo. Nothing could go into North Korea. They got China and Russia to engage in it, and then they're going to allow North Korea to get in, get something in, or North Korea will get something in. Either way, ladies and gentlemen, here's how it goes. Every war is waged against the population of this planet under the flag of a side that never serves you. And I think we really need to love our enemy, but never forgive what their intentions are. And we have failed to realize what our true adversary is. And it's not this group of people or that group of people, it's the system itself. Because it's going to use all. It's going to use every opportunity. Some of us become double agents against our own selves, against our own interests, and we serve the system and don't even know it in so many different ways. Because it's been something that's been readily taught to us in our domestication. There's a reason why the debt is as high as it is, and now you know why they're going to be spending another half a trillion in this next quarter. Ladies and gentlemen, they were telling you that they're going to be invoking in war. And it's a little game to them. I give you clues, and if you don't do it, at least I told you, it's up to you. You didn't do it. You didn't necessarily do it. Because by doing that, what does that do? That sets them up for having more leverage to say, hey, this was on the table and no one was listening. These are the new smart people that we have, and you better listen to them now. And that's the setup. They'll keep you attached to the system. They'll keep the umbilical cord attached. They'll keep the pacifier in the mouth. And no one thinks for themselves. And the destabilization is not going to be popcorn ready, silver screen, and there's a reason why they call it the silver screen. Silver screen entertainment events that happen. No, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to tell you, there is a naive sense of what you're really dealing with. This evil system is brutal. And it's going to do some very, very powerful things. It's going to turn fathers against daughters, sons against mother, family against family, you against yourself. And the reason why it can do it, because it's positioned itself to where everyone is dependent upon the only life that they know was the one that they have domesticated. And it's going to be a very, very mentally draining and mentally taxing, augmented by real physical, more than discomfort. I remember when I was in the military, and I know Scotty remember this as well. We went on some hikes. We went on a crest. And then on this hump, They fill your backpack up with stuff. The night before the hump, everybody was happy. Everybody was clowning. Oh, man, this is going to be, I heard it's going to be hard. Ooh, watching too many darn movies. I heard it's going to be hard. The little kid from Jersey, smallest one around, didn't say a word. Knew and watched everybody else and said, they think this a game. And they think that they're going to have fun with this. Littlest one went to sleep, realizing what was up. Everybody else knew it was going to be tough. And the anxiety and everything else, they got closer, it started to become real. And then everybody was trying to figure out what's the different ways to get through this more lightly and everything else, because the overall event started to come closer to home and they knew they were about to go through it. But see, the thing is that they even knew. Imagine if they didn't know. So when we went on the hump, that next day, the night before, everybody touched their backpack and said, it ain't that heavy. And somebody said, it's kind of heavy, man. But yeah, we could do this. And they, got a little bold. The next morning, because they weren't mentally prepared, they didn't take the time, instead of seeing what was coming and properly preparing their mind and their bodies for it, they did what the system has always taught them to do. They fantasized it. They fantasized it from a standpoint of not being in touch with reality, thinking that, no matter what, it's going to be okay. That next morning, they put that backpack on, and you saw it all in their faces. Holy shoot, this is the heaviest thing I ever had. And you start hearing them moaning already. Before they even start taking a step. And once they did, they start falling out, breaking ankles, shin splints, compound fractures, screaming and yelling. And one little dude, smallest one there, that knew something was foul in this whole thing, took the time to prepare. Smallest one. Somebody asked, why all you 6 foot, 200-pound boys crying? You didn't prepare. Those that don't prepare cry. And I'm not saying this to threaten anybody, but this is how this system teaches us to do. We don't really look at what our true adversaries are and position ourselves to be able to get past it. Because when this all goes downhill, there's going to be opportunities that if you prepared for it beforehand, it's going to be a whole lot easier. That's what I want you to be able to do. So listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about a couple of things that I think are necessary for you to do so that you won't turn against your daughter, so you won't turn against your son, so you won't turn against your family members. They may act foul, but doesn't require that you prepare yourself in your inner space first and foremost. And all else will have to surrender itself to you. You're that powerful. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. In today's show, we really want to look at the mindset to persevere. And there are some things that you could be doing yourself and your family to persevere. Right now, while everything is in the news and everything else, all the hype is being set up and everything else, and the media is there to scare you. We're not here to try to scare you. We're trying to prepare you. When you're prepared, you're never scared. You're ready. Okay, cool. If this happens, that means I'm going to have this option, this. Let's see what happens here. Because you're always constantly devising a solution to the overall problem that's presenting to you. So, what's some of the things that you should be doing? One, survey where you are. Survey where your weaknesses are. Weaknesses of the table of preparedness first and foremost: food, water, shelter, protection, and energy. That's where you first look. And if you're on a budget and limited resources, that's fine. You still can start to think now. What are some of the thoughts that need to be going through your mind? One, what is it that you have and what is it that you don't have? What is it that you have that's going to be an asset to you and your family? What are other people that you can rely on, that you can trust, that you can establish relationships with now? There are so many variables. I tell you what's the number one thing you can't do. You can't act like the party is going to start right on time as it usually has in the past. The party is over. The comfort is over. Yes, I know you're tired from work and everything else. That's what this system does to you. Yes, I know you mentally drained. You want a break. You want a vacation. You want all this. That's what this system does to you. But if you give in to that, not give in to devising some necessities that you can do based off of who you are under the circumstances that you're in, you are not doing yourself any favors. It's a disservice that you're doing, especially if you have responsibility of young people. There needs to be an honest survey of you, an honest survey of what you're doing with the opportunity that you should be taking to learn different things and taking to do different things. It's always not about cash. You are the most resourceful, powerful, wealthiest entity that you know. Use it correctly. There are so many different things because the variables are so great. I don't like to say you need to do this foundation, this. There are so many things that you should be doing. One of the things you do is cut out the mess. Cut out the entertainment. Especially for those of you that are new to this. Or those of you that have been around and you know there's things that you need to work. Don't stress out about what you don't have. Use that energy to use it to your advantage to strategize what you will be able to use and get. It's not that hard. Understand this. Make sure that you have a way to get home from your place of employment, from your business, from wherever it is that you go, and make sure that your family has a way too. Now, it's going to be difficult with family members because not all family members get into it. Some people say, well, if it happens, we'll just deal with it. And then as soon as something happens, they'll be looking to you to solve all of their problems. Be careful of those individuals. Some of them will be ones that you extremely love. Okay? These are all the things that you may have to contend with. Another thing that you're going to have to contend with, if something does go awry globally, major war, the overall system is going to go into martial law and is going to shut down, and it is going to start to gather up the young people. Are you ready for that? You have a plan for that? Do you have a response for that? No answer is needed. It's the honesty that you have to have with yourself. Cut out all the frivolous things that you don't need and use your cash resources to get things that you will need. All that consumer-based things, they become worthless very quickly. Everything else that's an asset becomes extremely valuable at the time and need of things. And this will change your overall perspective of things as well. You'll notice that you no longer want to be in the overall consumer rat race. Okay? Couple of other things that's extremely important. Your location as to where you are is critical. As to if you're in the desert, water becomes the number one source. If you're an individual that don't care about things and everything else, then that's something that's very important too. Because just strategize how you're going to not care your way through everything once you do start caring all of a sudden. Just because you feel that way right now, that's based off of emotions, maybe. And if it's not based off emotion, maybe your is how you resonate fundamentally. So just be prepared for a change in that. For those that have prepared, prepare for everything that you prepared for and have not having anymore. Just because you have prepared and you have it, those different things, you also have to prepare for you not having those things. And so that if it does happen, you don't have a nervous breakdown. Okay? Dealing with stress is a very, very important thing. Do not allow this system to put you under stress. Everyone resonates different. And you have to know you. But make a commitment to yourself. Probably one of the most important things. Get with your family members and say, hey, ones that you trust, ones that you love, ones that you have full faith and confidence in. Get with them and say, hey, what if? What do we have and how are we going to respond to it? Let's do it. It would be wise of you that have the means to purchasing some things. If you have that luxury, you should be using that now. And not only should you be using that for yourself, you actually should be using that with other people that you trust, because it's something that you're going to have to get through these things as they start to unfold together. You have to invoke people that you trust in your overall plan. Very, very important. One of the most important things that actually gets talked about but doesn't always get strategized. Look at people around you for what they can do. I'm going to tell you who's going to be extremely, extremely important. Critical thinkers among all. Identify your critical thinkers. Identify your solution. People that actually solve problems. Identify people that have intrinsic value because they know how to do certain things and that critical things that they know how to do, like farming, like a doctor, like a dentist, And what I mean by that, I'm not talking about just a board or a certificate holding person. I'm talking about someone that knows about you can use this herb to do this. You can use this for that. Those individual people, you are going to be valuable. And I would say make sure that that is you. Acquire the books that are necessary for the essentials of life while we still have them. They've been closing down bookstores. Go acquire those things as aids to help you get through things now. Gather yourself around the ones that you love and have a harmonic relationship with. Whatever problems that you have, put all of those down. Lay those down. Establish those bonds. Appreciate every single person around you. Because every single person around you has unbelievable talents and capabilities. The ones that you trust. Let them know. Let them know and develop that relationship that, hey, we're in this together. Sometimes for people, that's all they need to hear is that they're in it with you're in this, we're in this together. And if nothing happens, that's great. That's perfect, because then you can move that momentum and that relationship that's been built into other things that will build your empire. Because our greatest threat isn't what the system puts before us. Our greatest threat is never knowing the fullness of our potential and our talents and our abilities. That's the most threatening thing, because that is what actually is preventing us from achieving our fullness. And your harmony is one of the fullness talents that you have. Be prepared for going to sleep one evening, and you wake up the next morning, and you wake up a little bit later because the lights did not come back on. Do you know your way around? Do you know what you were going to do, how you're going to respond to that? Do you know how you're going to respond if you're on one part of the country and then there is a man-made earthquake with all your prep gear gets lost and put out and done? You lose it. But what you haven't lost is the most important thing. You thought enough to know what it is that you need, and that same talent and ability is going to get you through the position that you're in now. It all comes to you. Now we focus on you. It's not about the tools. It's about the technician. It's about you as the technician. Each of us have different needs. If there are some specific needs that you have, you need to be addressing those. Hopefully, you know, none of these things have health-wise. We need to talk about our health issues. Health-wise, you need to actually move into health cures instead of health care, so that you're not dependent on the different things that have been destroying our bodies, our minds. And actually, when you destroy the body and the mind, you keep the overall talents of the individual suppressed, never to be known. And the great creator and the universe itself does not respond to your potential. Your action makes you great, makes you perfect. So, where do we go from here? Where we should have gone at all times. We have to be sovereign, self-determining, independent, and in harmony with those that will resonate with you. Start to read body language. Very, very important. Start to read body language. Pick up on everything. Pick up on the harmonic frequencies of people. Have that type of antenna up now. And be someone that is sincere. Because the truth of things is going to come in a different form now. It's going to come in a whole different form. So it's not really about the tools, it's about the technician, you being that technician. But in the meantime, we're going to get ready to get out of here. In the meantime, survey what it is that you have, know where everything is. If you have a plan to go to a different direction, if they call it a bugging out plan, under what circumstances do you leave? What circumstances do you stay? Be ready to stay. Be ready to leave. Always be ready to think. There is no 911 that you're going to be able to call, and that's going to be probably the most powerful thing. You're not going to be reliant on the system. Your aid is going to come from you. It's going to be a yo-yo effect. You're on your own. And you'll do fine, regardless of how much you have or how much you don't have. You will do fine. You will do well, and you will perpetuate the fullness of your talents, and it will bear great fruit. So, there's nothing for us to be prepared. I mean, nothing for us to be afraid of. It's actually a great opportunity for us to see who we truly, truly are, or what we truly, truly can become. Some will choose a different path. Recognize that from without even meeting them. Recognize that from a block away. Be able to recognize the energy of something that you need that is not in your immediate vicinity. Because it will resonate. Both that which you need to avoid and what you need to attract. So we have a lot of surveying to do. Get with the people that you love. Be sincere about this whole thing. There is no time for destabilization. There's no time for rocking the boat. This is one of the boats that everybody's got to row. It's hard to rock a boat when you're busy rowing. So, that being said, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. And I doubt that we have a show tomorrow because then the weekend. But we will. I'm going to set something up for the Trace Minerals. For those of you that will set something up for that, those of you are in the Trade Coin Club, make sure that as you get closer to right around when you get to the 60-day mark, and you can see that at the bottom, it says that the 60/80, I think it's 86, 86 days. Make sure you keep some of your earnings from the trading week inside. Don't deposit, don't withdraw that. Keep it there so that you'll be able to pay your 25%. And then we will do something with the crusade on Monday. That's all. We're going to strategize that. And if something happens that's significant, we'll have more ideas about different things. And then we'll definitely do we'll do emergency shows. Even if it's just calling in to everyone getting in on here, we don't have to have, everyone here, or even if I'm not here, get on, call in here, 866-510-9025, and talk among yourselves if you have, because there is some very important information that you may be able to transfer with each other and some things that you can find with, and that's where we should be meeting. And you'll know when it's that time, but not at the expense, not at the expense of you taking care of any immediate threat that you and your family members are under. No time for nobody else. Now it's time for you to move. Okay? So much love, much respect, everyone. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. We'll be here Monday for the crusade to protect all. Kim will be with us. And definitely keep it, you know, be wise about it all. Get what it is that you can get. Know where everything is around you that you may be able to acquire. And definitely thank you, Strategic Melanin. Much love to you, sister. And my man, Brother Braggs. Brother Braggs, do me a favor. Definitely call me in the morning before I get running around, if you could. Gonna be busy early. So call me real, real early, Brother Bragg. My man, Roz, Mel. My man, L.A. Ramon, Scotty, everyone else. I just want to say, Brother and Sister Davis, thank you so much. And then next week, we're going to Jada. We're going to be all everyone. We're going to be starting our crusade with Kim on Monday. We're going to have that show. That show is going to be, is not really going to be a show. We're just going to be strategizing and coming together with what we're going to be doing. And I'm going to tell you, it's so important that we start to, a fulfilling part of life is when you stop living for yourself and start living for the advancement of someone else. That is the true measure of love and harmony. So much love, much respect. We'll talk to you all soon, and we'll catch up. It's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Brother Bragg, chime us out of here. Much love, much respect.
Peace. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil.